The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and today, OMG, we should all sit down and write a thank you card to Facebook, because Facebook just made it possible for us to blast our businesses. I can't wait to share this news with you. Yes, it's about Facebook live streaming, but it's bigger and better than that. Hold on to your horses. Here we go. Now, everyone's really excited because today, Facebook released an update to their app, making it very clear to everyone that Facebook plans to dominate live video. They did it before YouTube, and they did it after Periscope, obviously, but they've made so many improvements. Like, there's no comparison now. There's no comparison. There's no other place to be right now other than Facebook Live, to be honest. Now, let me talk about why this is such a huge game changer for those of you who are in business. Facebook Live updated today. And because of that, now everybody can live stream. But you guys, it gets better than that, because many of you are trying to build your businesses. So I want to tell you this first. Mark your calendars, because on Friday, I'm going to do a full training to help those of you who are in business. Like, there's some people, I'm sure, right now who are watching me on Facebook Live because you're a fan of my fitness programs, or you find me entertaining or funny or whatever, but you're not in business and you're not interested in growing your own business. So if that's the case, you don't need to set your calendar. But for those of you who are really interested in growing your business, I'm going to do a very special training for you on Friday. Okay, so to sign up for that, you can go to marketingimpactacademy.com. And then I'm going to do that training there on Friday. And I've been drawing, I've been coloring, because this is how I teach. Because I'm not a very good student, so I like to be a very good teacher. And I'm going to teach you how you can go from live video and on Facebook, create targeted traffic, pow, and show up in search engines, woo, get more exposure, yahoo, boost your social media, bam, and guess what, without having to sell, get more sales, okay, because I don't want you to sell. I don't like to sell. I hate selling. And because of video, you don't have to sell. Before video, we kind of had to sell. But now on video, we can just explain ourselves. We can share our solution. We can share whatever it is that we have. And I'm going to break that down for you on Friday. It's going to be free. So if you want to sign up for that free training on Friday, sign up for it after I'm done here. But today, I want to give you my quick, because I was like, oh my God, everyone is going to go live. And I want to make sure you don't mess up your first opportunity to go live, because here's why. Everyone's going to start going live, and we're going to watch people's videos, and we're going to see someone, and we're going to go, yeah, I don't need to see them live kind of ever again. I really love their photoshopped pictures, and they seem really smart and interesting and funny when I look at their photos. But man, when they're on video, I ain't got time. And now I'd like to know how to get the last 10 minutes of my life back. So I can't have you going live and blowing it and have people hiding your videos. See, here's what can happen, is that people can watch you on video and they watch the first video and they make a decision right then and there if they want to be notified the next time you go live. And if you don't mic drop, if you don't drop some knowledge, if you're not interesting, if you make a lot of mistakes, if you come to that first live video like an amateur, people are going to hide your live videos. And the next time there's a notification, they're going to hide it and they won't watch you live. I want to make sure that your social media stream, your Facebook stream, is primed for live video. Are you ready? Yes? Okay, cool. We're taking some notes. Number one, here's how you start off your live broadcast, like this. You guys, I am so excited because Facebook has made some major changes. They announced them today. Everybody has the ability to go live. And with their new changes, there's so many cool things you can do to build your business. I'm going to share those with you today. And I'm going to give you my top 10 tips of things you must know before you go live if you're here to build your business. My name's Chalene Johnson, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. Okay, so step one is when you hit start broadcast on Facebook, it's going to go like this. 3, 2, 1. There's like a countdown. It's going to count you down. 3, 2, 1. Then you're live. Don't wait to see a comment. Don't wait to see if anyone shows up. Don't introduce yourself. Grab people's attention. Do you know why? Because your video is going to have more legs and more reach after you finish the video. In other words, as people share it, as people watch it later, that's when it's going to have power. So if you show up in your first live video and you're like this, I'm not seeing anyone yet. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so I guess we're live. Huh. Are you guys already bored, right? So you're a pro. You're going to start your first live video like this. Ah, I'm so excited. I'm live and today I'm going to share with you blah, blah, blah. And you just drop, you tell them what you're going to tell them and then you introduce yourself. You got it? So number one, grab their attention and tell them what you're going to tell them. Number two, give them your name and why it is you're passionate about this topic or an expert at this topic or why this is your topic. Does that make sense? Okay. Cool. My number three tip, and this is really important, is don't be a live junkie. We can post a lot on Facebook and we study our analytics on Facebook all the time. It's a huge part of my business. And so we do a lot of posts on each day on Facebook. But when it comes to video, you want to deliver amazing content once and then don't go live again. But it's got to be content that people are like, man, I need to see that again. You know, if this person goes live again, that was so good the last time, I want to make sure I don't miss it. So you want it to be brief, you want it to be amazing, and you've got to deliver value, and you only want to do that once a day. Because if you're doing it multiple times a day, it's just too much. And everyone's going to start going live, and it's going to get too noisy. Now, it is very possible that that could change, but at the moment, based on algorithms, based on this being a new trend, my recommendation to you is to just go live once a day, okay? My number four tip is when you go live, have just 3 or 4 bullet points. I'm going to give you 10 today because I was worried that people are going to go live and that they're going to miss one of these. So I'm going to give you all 10. But my recommendation to you is to simply start with 3 quick tips, okay? Because you want to deliver serious value and people will need to know what that value is. Maybe it's not tips. Maybe you're cooking something. Maybe it's an opinion. Maybe it's a piece of expertise. Maybe it's a tool or a resource or a how-to. But if you're building your business, there's got to be a reason why people watch your broadcast. It needs to provide either entertainment or education or knowledge or know-how or an insider's look, but it's got to be valuable or people aren't going to watch. That's number 4. Number 5, this is huge, okay? Number 5 is be real, but remember, you don't have a reality TV show, and that's probably for a reason. So would you tune in regularly if the person who was broadcasting was just, you know, showing you what it looked like on their walk that morning, or how beautiful the sky was that evening, or how lovely their daughter looks curled up sleeping with her blanket. Like, you might if it was your favorite reality TV star, but it's probably, you're not going to do that with the average person. So be very careful that you not immediately start by doing reality TV type streaming. I mean, unless you are so freaking interesting, it's like, oh my God, we have ourselves a train wreck and I cannot look away. I mean, and there are some of you who you maybe your lives are a train wreck and maybe you do need your own reality TV show. But for most people, it's, I'm so sorry. You guys, I'm not going to come on here and show, I got a lot of fans who probably would like to meet my dog. I don't know, but I'm not going to come on here and do a live broadcast with you and waste your time while I'm walking my dog or showing you the sunset. I mean, it's great, but I know you don't want to spend your whole day in social media. So it's got to be real, but not reality TV. Now, what do I mean by real? Okay, this is what I mean by real. Don't come on here and impersonate someone who's good on video. It just doesn't work. You got to come on here and you have to be you, because any type of impersonation you're doing, and by impersonation, I mean, Don't try to put on something other than who you are. Just totally be you. Okay. And if you try to like talk differently than you normally talk or be different than you normally are, or, you know, very carefully selecting words or, you know, just all those things, we see through it so fast. So here's my tip to you. The only way you're going to be real is if you realize you're talking to one person, and I'm just talking to you right now. I only see you. I'm not picturing that there might be people watching in other countries who don't get my sense of humor. I'm not worried about the fact that there might be doctors and lawyers and educators and people who are far more buttoned up than me. I'm not thinking about the fact that there might be therapists and people who are older or younger. Because if I think about all of that, then all I'm going to do is get in my own head and worry about what people are thinking about me. And then I can't be me. The only way I can be me is if I pretend it's you, just only you. Like the way I'm going to FaceTime with just you. You're my friend and I can picture your face and I know your name and I know you already think I'm funny and I know you already think I talk too fast. And so that's the only way to be real is if you're really you. And the best way to really be you is to remember that you're only talking to one person and that's your friend. All right. So who are you going to picture? The person I want you to picture, for those of you who are in business, is someone who you love to mentor. You can totally be yourself around them. They get you. They already think you're the cat's meow. They already think you're awesome. And you love them and you love taking care of them and you love getting them excited about things and you love helping them and you love motivating them and you love taking care of them. But I want you to think of one specific person. I want you to tell me their name. I want you to tell me a little bit about them. And then when you go live on Facebook, only talk to her or him. One person. My next tip for those of you who are in business is please, 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 please don't sell. Nobody wants to be sold to. It's the quickest way to get you unfollowed. It's the quickest way for people to hide you in their stream. If you have to sell something, it means you don't believe in it, right? Now, you've heard me jump up and down and go crazy about huggable hangers and the Vitamix blender and this microphone stand and the light that I'm using. You've heard me jump up and down about those things and tell you like, you guys, listen, you've got two choices. You can put on a lot of makeup, you can get Botox, or you can get yourself a ring light, or you can do all three, right? But I'm always telling everybody, get a ring light. And I'm not trying to sell it. It's that if I know something can help other people, I'm very, very passionate about it. And if you have said to yourself, I don't really want to do fill in the blank business because I don't like to sell, then that means you don't believe in the product or the concept, right? Because if I know I have something that can help other people, kind of like if somebody knows that they've invented a way for us to live longer or cure a disease, would you think that they were selling if they were telling everybody about that opportunity? Of course not. In fact, it would be weird if they weren't talking about it. And so if you really are excited about something that solves a problem for people, then you're not selling. But if it feels like it's something you don't believe in, it's something that you don't necessarily jump up and down about, then that's selling. And that's something you should never, ever, ever do. Look at the top people in any organization, in any business, in any industry. Today, Mark Zuckerberg went live on Facebook to talk about what? Live streaming video. Was he selling it? No. He's excited about it. He's passionate about it. And when he went into a room of developers and he said, here's the team that helped develop this live platform. Hey guys, you excited? Today's the day we're going to announce all these new changes. And the room kind of went like, you know, because they're like probably geeky developers. I hope they're not watching me live right now. But they were like, woohoo! And he was like, kind of was hoping for a little bit more than that. And then the whole room was like, wow, you know, and kind of went crazy. But that was legit. And that's not because Mark's trying to sell us on live video. It was because I could tell he was so super stoked and excited. And so am I. I'm not earning any percentages of Mark's income on Facebook. Why am I so freaking excited about it? Because it's going to change the game. And I'm going to tell you why. Stay tuned because I'm going to get through these tips and then I'm going to tell you how it's going to change your game in your business. Okay, number seven is this. My number seven tip is this. You want to be brief, be bright, and then be gone. Try to make your first live video less than 5 minutes. I've already blown that. Use a tripod. Nobody wants to feel like, oh, is there an earthquake in California? Try to use a tripod, okay? Go invest in a good tripod. Have a live event. You can now broadcast to a live event and to a private group. The reason why I need to end this in just a few seconds is because I'm about to go live and coach a group of people that are in my academy. I'm coaching them and keeping them accountable. So let your wheel spin on that for just a second. Like those of you who have been trying to figure out how you're going to introduce this thing that you're super passionate about, whether it's a workout program or essential oils or your nutrition guide or your spin cycling studio or whatever it is that you're really excited about and it takes some explaining. Why not create a special event, like a party, if you will, and invite people to that and do a live broadcast? Why not create a special mentorship or a special mastermind where you're broadcasting just inside that private group? That's where I'm headed right now. I'm going to head over to a private group that I am coaching in one of my academies. And that's so exciting. I am on my last tip, and it's this. Never end a video without a call to action. If you've watched this video and somebody shared it to you, I'm not going to show up in your feed the next time I drop knowledge like this unless you followed me. So the second this video is done, here's your call to action. I'm going to ask you to leave me any questions you want me to address in my broadcast on Friday. And I'm going to ask you to follow me. I'm facebook.com/Shalene, just my first name. That's my like page, my business page. And I'm going to deliver content like this that helps you build your business. It's how I've been able to completely rebrand myself. A lot of people know me as a fitness expert, but I had to go from basically zero social media and a business that wasn't earning any money as a personal and business development expert to a place now where I make way more money, way more fun teaching people how to do this, build a business, help people, build your brand, get discovered on social media and like control your life. It's awesome. And it's so rewarding. And don't get me wrong. I love helping people lose weight. That's awesome. But it's so great to be in a position now where I can decide like if I want to do that fitness program or not, because it's so rewarding to help people get out of debt. Build a business, like know where to start. So many people have awesome ideas and they're like, I just don't know where to start. And you can do this too, unlike ever before. Think about it. This is an infomercial. We couldn't do that 3 months ago. This was an infomercial. The reason why people tune in for 30 minutes on a TV show and they watch someone they've never seen before, a product or a program or a service that they've never heard of. And by the end of the show, they said, I need it. And they pick up the phone and call, is because they've just spent 30 minutes with people live, uninterrupted, no commercials, solid. And no one had that opportunity unless you were lucky enough to get an infomercial. Now you can have your own. Thank you, Facebook. Your call to action, make sure you follow me and make sure you leave a comment below so I know what I can answer for you in my training on Friday. I'm going to do a training on Friday. I'm doing little doodles right now so I can kind of break this down and explain it to you in pictures because that's just how I work. And I would love for you to be there. So you got to sign up so that you'll know what time that live teaching is. And you sign up by going to marketingimpactacademy.com. All right, let me finish it up by saying this. When we're live on video, we're able to connect with people in a way that is so much more powerful than an edited, polished, produced video. We love live. People love live. We can look into someone's eyes. We can watch the way they move. We can look at the way they interact with others. And we can instantly move through that process of going from a cold prospect to a warm prospect, to a hot prospect, to someone who's paying attention and listening and being served, to someone who says, you know what? I feel like I know this person. I like this person and I want to buy from this person. It's the first time in our history that people have been able to bypass the process of building an email list via freemiums and people opting in. And those things still work. That's still a viable business plan. That's still a fantastic way to build your email list. And you must build your email list. But why not build your email list with a list of buyers? And one of the best ways to do that is to get through and expedite that process, the relationship that know, like, trust, buy. Know, like, trust, buy. You can do that in one video where in the past, you know, hundreds of Facebook posts and Twitters, and then eventually somebody opts into your freemium, and then they get a bunch of emails from you, and then maybe they watch a live webinar. That still works. And that's part of the machine. It's part of the layers that creates a strong foundation for your business. But for those people who really understand it is about getting to know someone, there's nothing faster, there's nothing more powerful, there's nothing more real than being on live video. And Facebook has just basically given you your own infomercial. Now, let me be clear. This doesn't mean you go on live and sell every day for 30 minutes. In fact, I never want you to sell. But you should be interacting live with people and letting them know what it is you're passionate about, helping people solve problems. And if people know that you have a solution, you don't and won't have to sell. They will say in the comments underneath your video, hey, I've heard you've got this thing that teaches people how to do internet marketing called the Marketing Impact Academy. When does that open? And that's where you want to be. And that is now possible because of live streaming platforms. And Facebook has just changed the game. I can't wait to see what's going to happen to people who until this point didn't have much, because it doesn't take much. You don't need a big social media following. You need true relationships and engagement. And that happens when we're live. And now everyone has a chance to do this. So what's your call to action? Your call to action is to create a video. I want you to create a video this week. Go live on Facebook and I want you to title it, Chalene Made Me Do It. And then what do you say? I'll tell you what you say. You say, hey, listen to a podcast on Build Your Tribe. Chalene told me to go live. So allow me to introduce myself. I am, and you insert your name. Here's what I want to share with you today. Tell them what you're going to teach them. And then very quickly, explain to people what they can expect from your page. I want it to be brief. Make sure your first video delivers value. Be brief, be bright, and be gone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. If you found it useful, may I ask you to share it with one person? Just click the share button at the bottom while you can see where the player is on your phone or whatever it is you're listening to this on. And go ahead and share this episode with someone that you know just geeks out on this business stuff and building a business and social media and marketing and needs a little inspiration. Share this episode with them and I'll catch you next time. And I thank you for doing that. As always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I'll catch you next time. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by, you guessed it, the Marketing Impact Academy. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know to build, to really understand the right steps to build your online business. And I mean like, yo, everything from finding your ideal lifer to figuring out how to create a freemium, which freemiums are best, how to build your list, when it's time to actually offer something for sale, how to evaluate what price point you should offer something for sale, how to then attract more customers and write emails, and which email system or customer retention or customer relationship management software should you use. They're all different. Everybody's got their own opinions, but this is the place where you can go and figure out how to evaluate all of these things based on your current situation, based on how much money you have to invest, based on how many people you do or don't have on your list, based on how much time you have to invest in your online business. I needed this when I was building my own online business. There was nothing like it. There was no place for me to go to be able to learn each one of these pieces. I would go to one seminar or one academy and realize, well, now I don't know how to do this, fill in the blank. And I'd have to go to another academy or another seminar. And I did a lot of things out of order. I spent money that I didn't yet need to spend because I hadn't done steps one and two. And so I created this course specifically for people like you and I, who know that what's important is to evaluate everything with critical thinking, figure out what's best for us, find the best and the quickest and the smartest way to do things so that we don't have to live in our businesses. We can be smart about these things so that we can actually live and enjoy our lives, and our businesses can allow us to do that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Marketing Impact Academy, please check us out at marketingimpactacademy.com.